Sacramento Kings have been dominant at home. They've been lighting that beam left and right. But tonight, they caught the Celtics on the wrong night in the wrong place, and they get hammered. The Boston Celtics, for the 35th time in franchise history, have won 50 games.
They both got it going. They're both super efficient. Reminds you what this team is capable of.
Capable of a 23-point win on the road to wrap up a road trip against a good Sacramento.
We're back, baby! Good vibes all around!
Slow down, Let's go back.
Let's go back to Sacramento. Abby Chin's got Jaylen Brown.
Happy Scal Day, everyone! Wednesday at 4:30. I think it's appointment listening is what I do think these days. How's Scal going to yell at me? What is he going to...
What's he going to teach you about basketball? What,
exactly, thank you. That's the right way to say it. What's he going to teach me about this week?
These first 2 hours are like the undercard, you know? Like a prize fight.
What am I going to do to bother him? Like, it's all coming up at 4:30. I can't wait to get into
part,
it.
For the most part, I think you're 90%.
Last night it was Forsberg playing the role of Jones, apparently.
Do you see what I'm dealing with over here?
What's that now?
I don't know what Fourier did to this microphone, but it keeps, like, collapsing towards me as I talk.
I know. Yeah, this one does that, too. I know what you're saying over
Need
there.
Need a new boiler?
We're going to have words. Sorry, it's temporarily distracting me.
Tighten that thing up a little bit is what we got to do. So anyway.
So you're saying that we're back.
No. We're back, baby! Good vibes all around!
The Celtics are back to being front runners who, when they don't get pushed at all, they can roll over even good teams. That's what we learned last night in Sacramento. And it's Jones and Mego with Arcan. We're here until 6 on a Wednesday with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You don't want to miss Scal, but just in case you do, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. Subscribe to Jones and Mego with Arcan on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. Again, that's today and every Wednesday, most Wednesdays, at 4:30. So the Celtics win last night in Sacramento, 132-109. I don't really care to talk much about the game. Good victory for them. They finished the road trip 4-2. What are you snickering at over there?
Because it was a really good game for them. I mean, it was a good effort by them. And you're like, so who cares about the actual basketball? Let's get to the comments.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, that's exactly what I want to do.
Good vibes all around.
It's exactly what I want to do because I wasn't all that impressed with them. Front runners, they were hitting every single three, so they ran away from the Kings, who honestly, are the Kings good?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
Second best team in the West.
I'll say this.
Third best team in the West. And no, they're not good. They're the stupid Kings. They're not good. They haven't made the playoffs in 15 years. They're the stupid Kings. They're still the same old stupid Kings.
So to your point, that's the kind of win that I don't, like, I guess I would say I'm not that impressed by because of the front running. That's a great point. Because when they have it going, I'm never going to worry about them. Like, when, from the jump, when Jaylen Brown is making contested threes and actually going to his left in the paint, I'm like, all right, this is all good. You know, everybody's good. Smart's making threes. Jason Tatum looks back to himself. Everything looks good. It's when they get into bad play and then they can't seem to turn it around, or if they have a game that's bad almost three quarters of the way through and then they flip the switch and then they win, then I go, oh, I feel good again. So I'm just like, yeah. Nice way to end a road trip that was pretty blah.
Look, it's definitely better than losing. I'm not arguing with that. I didn't think it was a very good trip. Last night was a good win, but it's nothing I didn't know about them. They're hitting all their threes and raining their threes. They're probably going to win. Otherwise, and there are plenty of nights where they don't, that's where they have their issues. But if you want to talk about the game, please, by all means, 617-779-7937. Am I ignoring it? Do I not want to talk about it? You can't handle the truth, Jones. The Celtics are actually kind of good because they beat... Ooh, the Sacramento Kings. Again, feel free. 617-779-7937. I do want to get to Jaylen Brown after the game. It's what we, on this show, have been talking about for weeks. Like, Jaylen's not happy. What's wrong with Jaylen? It's what we tried to ask Scal about last week. Last Wednesday, we were trying to ask about Jaylen. We were talking about this story on Friday when the New York Times story came out. We were talking about it Monday before the Ringer story came out. We were talking about it yesterday,
Jones,
when the Ringer story came out.
We were talking about this weeks ago.
That's what I'm saying.
When we said, isn't it interesting that Jaylen, when he's not even playing because he's out for the game, is saying, looks like they shoot too many threes.
Yeah.
And
I think
this
so.
Is right after Joe Mazzulla is in his post game press conference every other night saying, "Got to shoot. Hey,
Like
attempted threes is the most important stat in the box score, which then he reads. We now know that he reads to the game, to the team in the locker room. He stands there reading the box score and saying, good job, guys.
Yes, that was a good. I don't know if that had been
well
played.
Well done, everyone.
I don't know if that had been played elsewhere, but I heard Fourier and Hart playing that clip, and I said, well, I need to see this. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll play that for you later. It looks even worse than it sounds if you watch the video of it. It's like a substitute teacher up there in front of the classroom with the classroom, you know, hucking spitballs at the roof, which is exactly how it feels right now. Everybody's ready for summer vacation and done with the substitute teacher.
But when
it comes to Jaylen Brown, something's been off with the team. Something's off with him. So Jaylen's done multiple interviews, right? New York Times, which he did a few weeks ago in Houston. The Ringer interview, which he did back in January. He's got an interview coming up with ESPN. He was asked after the game to clarify some comments and what he's been going through. This is a longer exchange. We can start and stop it, but let's hear from Jaylen last night in Sacramento.
How do you feel about where you are, your team, your position?
I feel great. On a 50-win team right now, which you can't take for granted, tonight was a 50-win. And, you know, right now I'm focused on, you know, helping lead my team for another playoff run.
Lead.
You know, in terms of speculation, et cetera, I can't, you know, speculate on anything above what I'm doing right now. I think sometimes when people write articles, they get taken out of context at times, especially, you know, when writers have their own agendas or whatever. So for me personally, I'm thinking about clarifying some of the things that have been recently said. But other than that, I'm just focused on my team. I'm focused on playing basketball and focused on, you know, winning games.
Okay, so real quick, let me jump in. I like how he says, I can't speculate on anything above what I'm doing right now. Why? Go ahead and speculate if you want to. Who's stopping you? Writers are taking what you're saying out of context. So again, this is a good time to correct it. It's now multiple writers we're accusing of this. Logan Murdoch and Sopan Deb.
Yeah, very tough, by the way.
Yeah, with their agendas.
Their own agendas.
Yeah, they all have these big agendas against Jaylen Brown, but he's focused on playing basketball.
Keeps giving interviews.
Yes, right, exactly.
But it's the writer's agenda.
Focused on playing basketball and winning games. What did you say in my ear, Ryan?
I think it's very interesting that Jaylen went out of his way to bring this up on his own. Nobody asked him about the articles. Nobody asked about the interview.
He was asked how he felt about the city of Boston, which I do think is in that vein, but it was not specific.
I
agree with you on
that. He's completely going out of his way. He's been thinking about this.
Okay. Well, let's hear the rest of it because he follows up, and then we can react on the back. Go ahead.
Nothing right now. Right now, only thing I want to clarify is that Celtics need to play better and win more games, you know. If I want to say something in the future about, you know, kind of things that's been floating around, I will. But in terms of right now, you know, I like when people hear things from the horse's mouth and you can see my reaction, my face and everything, how I feel about what I'm saying. Sometimes those things can get lost in translation, you know.
Uh-huh.
So if I feel the need to do so, I will. I keep a constant communication with my teammates and my organization. And we got to have everybody on board. We want to do what we say we want to do. So right now I'm focused on that.
Okay, so everybody needs to be on board. Interesting. Maybe they're not. I keep in constant contact with everybody in my organization. Is it the other way around? I don't know. But like this idea, Mego, that like, well, you want to hear it from the horse's mouth and hear my reaction. You can do that. What are you talking about? This is the time to do that. We can hear and see your reaction and see your face. This is the time to do it. Why on earth wouldn't you clarify if something needs to be clarified? Why wouldn't you? I would have done it before last night. But why wouldn't you rush out there and do it last night at the latest?
I'm guessing because he's not ready to say exactly what he wants to be, how he wants it to be perceived. Because he's realizing now that giving the interview to the New York Times, okay, that was one thing. But then months ago, he gives this interview to The Ringer. Probably hasn't thought about it very much since until the New York Times piece comes out. And then he goes, oh, yeah, and I gave that interview back in January, and then, boom, that comes out, and it paints him out to be even more, or I would say even less dedicated to the Celtics in the future,
mm-hmm.
and kind of harsh maybe on some other things. So now he's going, okay, I'm being put on the spot, it feels like to me, on this right now, and whatever I say right now is going to be twisted. So I'm just going to tell you that I need to think about this for a while, and then I'll probably put out a statement or something on on social media, because that's what a lot of athletes do now.
Well, maybe. I was thinking maybe he's saving it for his ESPN interview,
that's what
too.
I'm thinking, maybe, yeah.
But oh, like, I feel like that's going to be so soft now.
So I don't know what to expect anymore. I don't know what to expect in that interview. He could do
ESPN's going to ask him about
it. He could do damage control. Is it already done? Like, is that interview already done and they just have it in their back pocket
so
and it hasn't aired yet?
What does damage control look like at this point?
Damage control is like, I want to be a Celtic. Damage control is, yeah, I'm committed to being here. I love playing with Jason Tatum. And if he really wants to, distancing himself from Kyrie and Kanye.
So he gives two different interviews where he will not commit to being a Celtic in even like the medium future.
Yep.
And doesn't really say anything glowing about Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Says that they can coexist on the floor. That's where they find their common ground in basketball. Not exactly like the most glowing thing about your coworker, but that aside, so then if he comes out on ESPN and he says...
He looks like he's lying.
Yeah.
No, I
mean,
agree.
Doesn't he look... doesn't it just look like flip-flop?
Yeah, but it's still damage control. Like, he probably would be lying, but it's still damage control. Arkham, why won't he talk about it? I think there's a simple reason. Why won't he talk about it?
I think that if he makes definitive statements about it, people will stop talking about it. And at this point, it's about building up buzz about him. And it's about sort of getting his name out there and people talking about him. And I think that's sort of the timing of all this. I think it's deliberate. And I don't like that he's doing it this way. But it's his choice. You know, he's an adult and he's got a team of people that are doing his publicity for him. And they think this is a good idea. And this is what he's doing. I think it's bad timing, but it strikes me is just sort of a media blitz at an awkward time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure his camp is advising him and on board with this. They weren't on board with Kyrie. They were trying to tell him not to get associated with Kanye. They were telling him not to do that. So I don't know. I don't know if he listens to advisors and people close to him. I don't know.
I don't know what
they're telling him. It's simple. Why won't he clarify? Because it's all true. There's no agenda. There's nothing fake news in these stories. He said it in multiple interviews over multiple months. It's how he feels.
Right now, only thing I want to clarify is that Celtics need to play better.
If I wanted to clarify something about the city I'm playing in, the team I'm playing for, my teammates, I would do it. I wouldn't have waited until last night. I would have rushed out and corrected the record. Maybe on social media, maybe Saturday in Utah. Like, I would have made sure I got this. I would have held court before the game, which is what we were wondering if he'd do yesterday. I would have corrected it. He's not correcting it because it's all true. It's all true.
And they're his quotes.
He hates being in trade rumors. He doesn't like the city. I don't know if he loves being second fiddle to Jason Tatum. It's all true. That's why he's not correcting it. What do you correct when it's true?
I guess the pushback that I would give, and not to you, to Jaylen Brown, and his answer there is he says, you know, in print, basically, I was taken out of context. Some of this was taken out of context because writers have their own agenda. So I'm asking, okay, so what's the context then?
Right.
What
Clarify.
Context is this in?
And they both did
even,
it?
It's not even like... Yeah, exactly. It's not even asking for
both writers have an agenda against
you. So if this is out of context, what's the context around it? Because I feel like if he gave the context around it, particularly with the Kevin Durant situation last summer and this winter about being in the trade rumors twice, if he expanded on the, he knows that if he expanded on the context around it, it would look even more like things are messy behind the scenes. Because when you pull back the curtain,
that's a good point.
It always looks messier.
The more,
so that's why he's not going to clarify, but he's going to sit there and say, well, this was just a glimpse that you got and you took it out of context. I don't think so. I think it was probably a bigger mess behind the scenes, and you're realizing now from the backlash that you're getting to it that I probably just won't say anything else about
this. Oh, crap, I've ruined the season, and oh crap, now I'm Kyrie, right? Like, a lot of people have said that, you know. I know that's how a lot
I don't
of people
think oh crap is would be the reaction.
Well, but I don't know how much he wants it known that he's like being Kyrie all over again. And when I say it, I just mean ruining a championship season. And I know he's close to Kyrie as well, so there's other pieces to it, but it's like, you don't even want to be here. Kyrie didn't want to be here either. Oh, you guys don't know the context of why I was talking to Kevin Durant at the All-Star game? No, it turns out we were right. And we're probably right about this.
I kind of hate that comparison, though.
Why?
The being Kyrie. Because I don't think he's... I think he's so different than Kyrie.
Maybe. We're going to... Look, I was saying this weeks ago. I'm like, they're starting to remind me of that team. They remind me of that team. And you're costing yourself another championship. They should have won that year. They should win this year. They didn't then. They won't now. How are you guys feeling about the Celtics? How are you feeling about Jalen Brown? Did he help himself?
Baby!
Did he help himself?
around.
Did he help himself at all? Maybe Forsberg feels that way. I can't wait to ask Cal about it. Coming up about 2 hours from now at 4:30. Again, 617-779-7937. Arcan has all the latest in trending, and we're right back.